It's Monday, the 9th of September, and I'm Tonata Kavila with your 1 p.m. news. The SWAPO party held its electoral college, known as the POT, over the weekend. Around 600 delegates, including members of parliament and the central committee, voted to choose candidates for the upcoming National Assembly election in November. The results are expected to be announced later today. Here is local political analyst Dr. Ndumba Kamwanya with his take.
There are three things that I picked up. The issue of unity. They were stressing that they need to emerge from the electoral college united, no matter the outcome. The party is still having that internal division, so it was important that they emphasize the unity aspect. The second aspect is the issue of diversity in terms of gender, in terms of youth representation. The concern there is that the result might show lack of diversity, and if it does that, then the party is in trouble.
SWAPO Secretary General Sophia Shaningwa has meanwhile announced that Vice President Netumbo Nandi Ndaitwa will launch the party's election manifesto on the 14th of September. Nandi Ndaitwa said that the manifesto will serve as a blueprint for the country's development over the next 5 years.
Our election manifesto will serve as a blueprint for our developmental framework for the next 5 years. Once it comes out, we must all familiarize ourselves with our election manifesto, because what is there is what we are committing to the Namibian people. Our manifesto will be the social contract between ourselves and the Namibian people, as well as the basis on which
the ANC Youth League is leading a march against unemployment in eThekwini today. ANCYL President Colin Malaki says if the government does not address the crisis, they will march to the union buildings in Pretoria.
The issue of unemployment, we have long declared a disaster as the Youth League. Immediately after our elections in office, on top of the agenda was the unemployment issue of the youth. But also, we've also came up with solutions that we need to reindustrialize the economy to create employment, utilizing our raw materials for beneficiation program of South Africans. Now, we had a clear program outlined. We're currently putting the president of the country under pressure. We've also committed to him that if the export quotas and the reindustrialization program does not get implemented, the issue of youth unemployment does not get resolved. We are going to march the union building also.
Staying on the continent, Tanzania's President Samia Suluhu Hassan has ordered an investigation into abductions of political figures and government critics ahead of upcoming elections in the East African country. According to Bloomberg Africa, the investigation follows the abduction and murder of a senior member of the main opposition Chadima party, Ali Mohamed Kibao. And finally, Paris 2024 has come to an end with a closing ceremony party to conclude the Paralympics. Ross Cullen has more.
After 4 weeks of Olympic and Paralympic sporting action this summer, with notable highs like the first ever medals being won by the refugee Paralympic team, Paris 2024 has officially closed with the ceremonial handover to the next hosts, Los Angeles, in 2028. The extinguishing of the flame kicked off the grand finale of music, dance and fireworks. The one unfortunate side to the evening was the incessant rain in the French capital, with bad weather also impacting the Olympic opening ceremony.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.